to mask or not to mask? That is the question a lot of students and families are asking themselves right now as a growing number of school districts lift their mask mandates. WBUR's Carrie Young checked in with a few kids recently to see how they're adjusting to the new policy.
When Quincy Public Schools went mask optional a couple weeks ago, fourth grader Penelope Lorenzi made a deal with her mom. She'd wear a mask for a week. After that, it was up to her. Here's what she decided.
No, I don't wear a mask at school.
Penelope eased her way into going maskless. At first, she'd mask up for half the day, mostly because after a year and a half, taking it off felt like a big change.
On the first day that I needed to take off my mask, I was a bit nervous, then happy. Just like, it was very new.
While most of her classmates are still wearing masks, Penelope likes a couple things about going mask-free. First, she's an English learner, so it's easier for her friends to understand her when they can see her lips and hear her more clearly. She also likes how much easier it is to breathe when she climbs the stairs. Eighth grader Nathan Dickinson from Holliston agrees. Playing basketball without a mask has been, well, a game changer.
It's a lot easier to breathe without a mask on. Like, it's, I'd say, like, five times easier.
Still, the new policy has been an adjustment.
It's been, like, really weird at times because I'm not used to it. I haven't been without a mask on in, like, 2 years now.
Dickinson estimates that about half of his classmates are still wearing masks to school. He says some of them are concerned about getting COVID or giving it to a family member. But Dickinson adds it's not just virus exposure that they're worried about.
Some people are saying, like, I don't want to show my face. And that's, like, what I've heard from, I'd say, 90% of the people who are wearing masks at my school, so.
Over in Hopkinton, school leaders say the transition back to mask optional policies after a trial run this fall have been pretty smooth. Evan Bishop is the high school principal.
I think the first few days of this, I saw a lot more masks on students and staff. And you're starting to see fewer and fewer masks as the days go on.
Just before the mask optional policy took effect in Hopkinton, Bishop sent families an email reminding everyone that school should be a place where students and staff respect each other, regardless of the choices they make about masking.
The different viewpoints on whether we should be wearing masks or not, I think, you know, there was just, as you know, this tension that existed. And I think it's important that, you know, we kind of create this environment here of respect and acceptance and empathy for one another and our interactions.
Of course, this is a challenge in all kinds of settings right now, from grocery stores to offices, as masks increasingly become a matter of personal choice. But Bishop says so far, the students are handling it well. Sia Tandon, a third grader in Quincy, agrees. She's been relieved to see that most of her classmates have been really respectful of each other's decisions.
Till this day, I've only seen one person, not even in my class, ask someone why they're still wearing a mask.
She says school feels pretty normal this year, and the mask policy update didn't change that for her. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.